member.
His rod.
Strap in, audience. This is going to be a doozy. Growth.
Erection.
Length. Yes.
Fuck, that's good. Core.
Heat.
Or his junior. Or mini me. Just say penis or dick.
Okay, everybody pretend that didn't happen. We're doing it again. Okay, ready?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Bookmarked. Today, I am going to be icking myself out in 72 hours when I have to edit this and listen back to my voice whispering the whole time. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Carissa, and I'm joined today by my friend Kira.
Hey, what's up?
And today we're going to be doing ASMR.
Yes, I'm really excited. I'm very much pro ASMR. So when you asked me to do the ASMR thing, I was like, you actually can't tell me not to go. I will be there. Like, I'm just going to show up at the radio, and I'm going to start doing ASMR to the microphone.
Yeah, okay. This is the whispering voice.
There's the whispering.
And then there's the softly speaking.
And the softly speaking is definitely easier and less icky for me to do. But the whispering feels more ASMR.
I feel like if you're a person who likes soft speaking, there's going to be a bit of both in here for you.
Yes.
So that you have options, because I know sometimes I like to switch it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I actually love the ASMRs where it's like, am I whispering? Or am I softly speaking? And you have to say whether or not they're whispering or softly speaking.
Interactive ASMR is actually my guilty pleasure. No, it's not a guilty pleasure. It's just a pleasure. It's not guilty at all.
Oh, shoot. What's your favorite? Who's your favorite ASMR creators?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait. Let me pull them up on TikTok. Oh, my gosh. They are just... I have a couple of favorites. Restful Rambles is my favorite. She has a YouTube channel, too. But I kind of bounce between, she does a lot of role play type ASMR things. Ooh. But there's a couple of others that I really, really like. Best Life by Brooke ASMR on TikTok. She's she gives gentle mom vibes when she's speaking. And then, oh my gosh, there's another one. She's an older lady called Lisa Ann ASMR. And she has this southern drawl, but in a grandmother voice, and she plays with hair a lot. So she'll be playing with your hair and then telling you a dating story.
Guess one thing, you have the good mic right now, because Kira's mic has the foam on it, so she can play with the mic, and mine doesn't. Kira, no coughing, you're ruining the ASMR.
I was just gonna say I ruined the ASMR, I'm sorry.
Brutal.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I really Safe Space ASMR, the cranial nerve exams, or hey, welcome to the lavender spa, and she's
I love her,
right? And then I also really like Luna Bloom ASMR, just because she has the nicest voice I've ever heard. So I used to just put her her videos on while I was going to bed. I don't need to do that anymore, because I absolutely crash out right before I sleep, so I don't need to play ASMR as much. But that's what's been going on.
Oh my god.
So today we brought a bunch of different toys and stuff to kind of do ASMR with, but we're gonna be talking about this book called The Deal. It is written by Elle Kennedy, and it's one of my favorite romance books, but I think Kira has some mixed opinions on it.
In general, I actually really, really liked it, but there were a couple of things that I noticed with the writing or the
sex scenes.
Maybe, perchance. But there was also a couple of word choices for the character of Garrett, the guy, the main male love interest, that I was just I also recently found out he wasn't blonde. He was actually brunette the entire book.
Yes, I like him as a brunette.
I was picturing him as blonde the entire time. So when the casting came out, I was why the heck is he brunette? Because he should be blonde. He is the one exception to the no blonde rule. Okay.
I also have a no blonde rule. I don't know. I just couldn't imagine dating a blonde man.
I feel like dirty blonde is where the line is.
Yeah, I agree.
Anything lighter, I'm you're gonna be an asshole. I'm so sorry.
Right. I'm just not attracted to blondes in general.
No.
But no. So, like, the way that I think he was described as tan with like dark brown hair and like light. I think he had like green eyes or something.
I must have skipped over that part.
But no. So the book is about this college. It's called like Briar University.
Yeah, yeah, Briar.
And Garrett, the main character, is like the star hockey player. And like, yeah, I know.
Drone.
This is one of the only like hockey romances that I like actually think does a pretty good job.
Yeah, like I read like the synopsis on the back and I pictured it being like, I'm actually going to want to like die the whole time I'm reading it. But like, I think they did the whole like star quarterback with the only girl that's not interested in him, like, trope. I think they did it very well. Yes. Personally,
I really liked that the main girl, now this isn't a diss on our girl Hannah, but I liked that she was kind of normal.
Yeah, like
she was like the star of her like singing showcase, but she wasn't described as like this like the hottest woman in the world. She wasn't like, she wasn't like the most, like, she wasn't a super popular girl, but she also wasn't like, I have no friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anyone. Like, everyone hates me. Like, she was just like a girl.
She was just a girl going to university who had a small, tight knit group of friends who had a fantastic voice and stripper tits, obviously.
Stripper tits, yes. Okay, so we have some stuff. Do you wanna, yeah.
Oh, can I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the first toy that I brought is actually a Christmas snow globe, because we are decorating at my house currently for Christmas, and the water sounds from this are really, really good. So I'm gonna back up and I'm just gonna let the water speak for itself. Now, it's not perfect.
I don't think it's getting picked up.
No, wait, can I take the cover off and try again?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try this again. I'm really sorry, guys. I ruined the ASMR. Let me try again.
Okay. You're fired.
Yeah.
Okay, I have this silly buddy stuff, and I'm going to open it up for you guys. Okay, ready?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
And they're all on the same hockey team. And the way that the book starts is that Garrett and Hannah are in the same philosophy class, and they just had a midterm that, like, most of the class failed, and the prof is offering a makeup midterm. How did the music start? That's so weird. I hope it was off. The prof offered a makeup midterm, and Hannah had passed it, but Garrett had failed. So Hannah was one of the only people who had passed it. And my mom is telling me to speak up. Mom, this is ASMR. Turn up your volume.
That's so funny.
But Hannah had passed it and Garrett hadn't. So Garrett was like, please tutor me. And Hannah was like, no, I have no time. But she was interested in somebody else, like one of the football players. And so Garrett was like, oh, like, I will... like, I'll help you get in with the football player if you tutor me. And she was like, no, like, you're an idiot, get away. He showed up at her work and, like, stalked her. I think it's really interesting, like, what, if the main character wasn't attractive, would that fly? Like, would showing up to somebody's work and stalking them fly?
This is pretty privileged. This is what we like to call pretty privileged, because if Garrett was not conventionally attractive and didn't have that like charismatic bit about him that she hated so much,
she would have probably called the cops. Anybody would have called the cops. But if a hot guy's stalking you because of books and TVs and movies, we're made to think, oh, it's better. No, it's still creepy as hell.
Do you want to take over the next part, like the summary?
Oh, okay.
And I'll, okay.
Okay.
I have like little metal beads.
Oh, okay. So essentially, after like days of him bugging her, she's finally like, oh, okay, fine. What are the terms? And then they agree on the terms. So then that's when Hannah begins tutoring Garrett. So she goes over to his house in his room every single day for a couple of weeks, I believe. And then every single day.
Can I interrupt?
Yes.
At one point, she literally walks in on him having sex with another girl.
Yeah, like, it was detailed, too. Like, she described the format. I was like, oh my, you're staring long enough? I mean, hey, girl, you're into it, you're into it. Like, and then she bursts out of the house. This was, I guess, like, their first, like, oh my gosh, are they going to stop talking moment? But she bursts out of the house. He runs out of her, shirt off, pants barely thrown on. And it's like, no, Hannah, you can't go. She's like, no, you don't care about my time. I said it was coming early, and I walk in on you, like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, okay, like, I'll like, if you don't keep tutoring me, I'm not going to hook you up with Ben. And she's like,
Wasn't his name, like, Cole or something?
Oh,
or it was
no.
Like, it was, like, Jason.
Oh, wait, it'll be on the back, would it not?
Wait, I have the book. Was it Joel? Wait, okay, let me read the back, okay?
Okay, wait.
I'm gonna give you guys a synopsis here, okay? Hannah Wells has finally found someone who turns her on. But while she might be confident in every other area of her life, she's guarding around a full set of baggage when it comes to sex and seduction. If she wants to get her crush's attention, she'll have to step out of her comfort zone and make him take notice, even if it means tutoring, annoying, childish, cocky captain of the hockey team in exchange for a pretend date. All Garrett Graham has ever wanted is to play professional hockey after graduation, but his plummeting GPA is threatening everything he's worked so hard for. If helping a sarcastic brunette make another guy jealous will lift his grades up and secure his position on the team, he's all for it. But when one unexpected kiss leads to the wildest sex of both of them.
I need to preface this by saying, though we've read the book, that was not nearly the wildest sex. That was literally the most basic, like, one person and another person having sex. Like, that was not anything. Like,
the wildest sex of both of their lives. It doesn't take long for Garrett to realize that pretend isn't going to cut it. Now he just has to convince Hannah that the man she wants looks a lot like him. Now, what's this guy's name?
We should have just started by reading
Justin. Justin.
I knew it was a J name because honestly, I thought when I was reading it that Justin was going to turn out to be this big asshole, and then that's why she chose Garrett. Yes. But Justin was just a nice guy.
I actually really enjoyed that about the plot, though, that they didn't have to, like, make the other love interest, like, a shitty person, you know?
I feel like that's often the trope with love triangles, is that in order for people to accept the one that she chose, they make the other one an asshole, or they kill him off. It's one of those two. So I like it that they just had her choose who she liked best and who she, like, got along with best. And then the other guy was like, oh, okay, like, I respect you. And I respect you as a person to make your own decisions. Like, I really liked that they wrote him that way.
He was so chill about it, you know? Okay. I want to pull up the cards.
Okay.
This is the deck of cards.
Now, while we're playing with the deck of cards, what will we be discussing in terms of the book?
Let's keep going with the story.
What's the story? Okay.
So, do you want to, like, or is it my turn?
If you want, you can talk, or I can keep talking while you play with the cards.
Do you want to play with the cards?
No, it's okay. You can play with the cards. Okay, do you want me to keep talking then? Okay. So they have this little breakthrough, and then she started going over to his house again, like, every day, whatever. So she really just did not hold up her... It really sounds like she's ripping ass into the microphone, though. Carissa, you're ruining the ASMR. You need to stop laughing.
It's cards.
What?
Oh, look at the sound. Shoot. Okay, we're putting the cards away.
Okay, one of us is taking this seriously, and it's not the one who just farted into the microphone, okay?
It was the cards.
Yeah, of course it was the cards. Sure was.
Kira's getting kicked out. She's never coming back.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, so they're going to their, like, and then they accidentally kiss because I think Garrett was, like, trauma dumping or something. Also,
no, it was like, I thought they had just kissed spontaneously.
No, no, it was because they were watching Breaking Bad or something. Yeah. Also, spoilers. If you haven't watched the book, if you haven't read the book.
Watch the book, guys. Watch the book.
Well, the TV series is coming out soon. It just got casted. So anyway, but I think it was because she was asking him why he didn't go out on Halloween. And then he gave like a whole like trauma dump story about how like Halloween was the first time his dad beat him. And she's like, oh, that sucks. Like, I'm so sorry. And then they smooched and then they pulled away. And then his roommate walked in and was like, oh my god.
I really fucked with this scene. I thought it was really good. And then
their roommate walks in and goes, oh, like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. And Hannah's like, no, 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 no. Like, you weren't interrupting. Please don't think that I was hooking up with this guy. Like, she's so embarrassed to be hooking up with Garrett. And so he's like, oh, like, well, if it didn't mean anything to you, then kiss me. And she's like, okay. And then she goes up and like, is just start making out with him in front of Garrett.
Okay, can I also say that?
Oh, please interject.
The guy that walked in on them, Dean, is like the biggest slut on campus. Like even more of a slut than Garrett.
Was it Dean that had a crush on her? Or was it somebody
else? That was Logan.
Logan. Okay, okay, okay. But yeah, anyway, so they kissed and then Garrett's like, okay, well, I guess just like I suck, I guess. Like, I'll just go die. And then after, like, I forget what it was, I think. Oh, they were drunk at a party and then she tried to hit on him. She like climbed on top of him after they were in bed and she's like, no, I need to prove I'm not broken, whatever. Also, trigger warning for like sexual assault if that triggers you.
I think you just skipped like half of the book.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Do you want to fill it in then? Okay. Keep in mind, I've read this more recently than she has, so this is really embarrassing.
So before, what are you gonna pick?
Okay, so the sound you hear in the background is going to be an old phone chain that I had to take off because the piece that kept it on my phone fell off. So I will be moving it in my hands and I feel like it sounds really good. I heard good responses from Carissa when we were practicing. So that's what's going to be on in the background.
Okay, so I may fully be wrong, but before they kiss, I believe Garrett takes Hannah to a party and it's like a big football party and she's there to make Justin jealous and she's with Garrett and then she gets to talk to Justin and she's like, wow, like oh no, she doesn't go with Garrett the first time. This is before she even agrees to the deal. That's why it's called the deal, guys. But they go to another party and she's there with Hannah, or Garrett is there with Hannah, and they're making Justin jealous and everything. And Justin asks her out and she says yes. And she's like, great, like I have a date with, is that, no, that's at a coffee shop. Guys, I haven't read this book since the summer. I read it, I think, first in like 2022.
At the party, he expresses interest and then they ran into each other at the coffee shop and yes, then that's when he asks her.
Okay, yeah. So they go to this party and then they're watching Breaking Bad and then the thing with Dean happens. And then they go to, before they're like in bed and that's when they're at the bar. So they had gone to the bar for Dean's birthday on like a Monday or something. And Hannah, Garrett is like, hey, like, so yeah, trigger warning for sexual assault, everybody. But Hannah, the whole like premise of like Hannah's worrying about like actually going out is the fact that she had been drugged and raped at a party when she was in high school and there was never any justice. So the guy who did it to her ended up like his father was one of like the town lawyers or something. And they basically just called Hannah like a whore when she went to trial and that was the end of it. And then her family went almost bankrupt paying for the like the fees to go to trial because they had to pay for both families' lawyers. So that had happened to Hannah. So she was like, I will never drink out like anywhere ever again. So Garrett was like, hey, like, I need you to trust me. You're going to have a drink tonight. Like, I will stay by your side. Garrett does not know that this has all happened. He just thinks that Hannah is like scared of drinking in public. So he's like, hey, like, please let your guard down. Like, I will be your bodyguard all night long. And Hannah runs into her ex-boyfriend at
this
party.
The
like,
the one actually broke up with, like, not long before this book started, I believe, or something.
Yeah, it was, like she had had a boyfriend, but they had never been able to, like, fully get there. If you know. Most girls will know, to be honest. But
if you know, you know.
Yeah. And because of that, like, it had, like, she had gotten, like, absolutely wasted. And then that night when they had finally gone home, she ended up sleeping at his place and she had, like crawled all over him. And he was like, it's like, no, like, not a good idea, Hannah. Like, you're drunk.
Also, sorry, shout out to Kia. She'd be mad if I didn't give her a shout.
Okay, sorry. I'll pick a toy.
Okay, so wait, where were you? Where she crawled on top of him?
Toothpicks, yeah.
That's where we're at? Okay. Sorry, this is where I skipped to earlier, so my mistake, everybody. She crawls on top of him and starts kissing him, and he's like, no, Hannah, you're drunk. Like, I really want to, but, like, I'm completely sober. You're drunk. This is not okay. PSA, guys, this is what you're supposed to do. You should not be one of you sober, one of you almost blackout drunk and having sex. That's not how it's supposed to be, just in case you guys were curious. But she's like, no, like, I need to prove that I'm not broken. I'm not broken. And he's like, huh? He's like, what do you mean? And then she's like, no, like, I need to prove that I'm not broken, like, I can still do this. And then I think she falls asleep, like, very shortly after, because she's drunk. She doesn't really remember what she's talking about.
But doesn't the next morning, she's like, oh, I remember everything I was thinking last night, and I'm still thinking it. Oh, yeah, that is it. That does happen. Because she's like, you know what, Garrett, we're going to make another deal. We're going to have sex.
Oh, yeah, because she woke up. She was like, hey, how are you? And then she's like, Garrett, will you have sex with me?
Like, yeah, can you just do me a really big favor? Like, I know we're good friends and everything, but, like, oh, I totally went out of ASMR mode. Can we just have sex?
Like, just, you'd be doing, like a me a real solid if you'd be having sex with me. And he's like, why? And then I think that's when she explains to him, am I wrong? Or does she just say, like, something happened to me?
I think she does. And the line is, like, she's like, I don't know somebody in high school who was drugged. I was the one that was drugged.
Right, because that was the excuse she told Garrett as to why she doesn't drink out, so he didn't, like, suspect anything. Okay, so she tells him that, and he's like, oh, and then she's like, yeah, like, it's not like I've never had sex before. Like, I had sex with my past boyfriend, but he could just never, you know.
Yeah, so she thought that she was basically broken because of what happened to her.
Yeah, so she's like, okay, like, I need you to help me prove that there's, like, I can still do this. Like, I'm not broken. And he's like, bet, dude. He took that challenge seriously.
He took it so seriously that he went and talked to one of the guys on his football team and was like, hey, like, how do you make it good for the girl?
He's like, how do I make this not about me? Something guys are really...
We love a selfless king.
I was going to say, that's not something guys are really good at. It's mainly just like, how do I make this about me? But he's like, how do I make this about her? So really, we're a Garrett stan. And then I think he's like, no, like, we're not going to have sex right now. We're going to have sex tonight. Or, like, try or whatever. And then she's like, okay.
Okay, do you want to do a toy and I'll keep going?
Oh, yes. Let me pick. Okay, I'm going to do... Okay, so I have a copy... a hardback copy of the Brothers Grimm Complete Fairy Tale series, and it is a hardcover with foil embellishments on the side in the front and with gold foil on the pages. So I'll probably be tapping, scratching, and playing with the pages if you're wondering what's happening in the background.
Okay, so hold on.
She was about to ruin the ASMR. That was about to be really bad.
It was. So After when Garrett is like, oh, we'll have sex tonight, Hannah comes over to their house. And if you are my mom and you're listening to this, I'm very, very sorry. If you're Dominic and you're listening to this, I'm very, very sorry.
Also, if you're my mom and listening to this, I'm really, really sorry.
If you're really anybody that I know, I'm really sorry for what I'm about to say. So, Garrett says to Hannah, hey, we're not actually gonna have sex tonight. You're gonna masturbate until you complete on your own in front of me.
Like, oh, wait, no, sorry. I was gonna interrupt. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, because he, I think it ended up being
your shoes. Are you guys hearing that? A moment for the page ASMR, please. Sorry, I should have started talking closer to the mic. That's actually fantastic. I got this copy 2 years ago at Christmas because I love creepy things, but I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I thought it'd make really good ASMR. Yes, okay. So after they do that, they actually do end up sleeping together, like properly. If you're wondering, she's on top.
In case you were wondering.
I know you were all asking that question to yourself.
Everybody who dares to listen to this is sitting there. God, I wonder if she was on top or he was on top. God, I just don't know.
This is the wildest sex of both of their lives.
And they were just in cowgirl. So in case someone's out there wondering, God, what is the wildest sex I could possibly have? It's cowgirl.
That's the wildest.
It's been
the wildest it gets.
Not reverse. Regular.
Just, yeah.
God, Mom, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Mommy. I love you. So, after they have sex, they're both like, you know what? Let's be in a relationship.
They both just lay it down. You're like, you know what? Yeah, let's date. So they start their relationship and they're cute. And then, they do relationship things for a while. But then Garrett finds out that Hannah had said yes to the date with Justin. And that date is coming up. And he's like, hold on a minute. Like we're dating. Why are you going on a date with another man? And Garrett finds out not from Hannah, but from his roommate who had found out from Justin. So he doesn't even find out from her. And he's like, you know what this guy does? He acts like a respectful man and he goes over to her apartment and talks to her about it. Instead of lashing out, he's like, hey, like, can we talk? Can we all give some snaps for Garrett right now?
And also, I think you said this, but he didn't yell at her. He spoke in a calm manner. It was like, hey, so we're dating and you're supposed to have a date on Sunday. What's up with that?
Yes, ASMR approaching my girlfriend conversation.
Challenge, go.
Yes. Hey, Hannah. So, you know how you and I are like boyfriend, girlfriend? How come you have a date with another man?
Because, and now I could be wrong, hear me out though. Normally when one person commits to another person, they're not seeing somebody else on the side. But hey, like, I don't know, man, I've never really been in a real relationship. So what do I know? Like, we could. Yeah. But like, from my general understanding, that's not normally how this goes. And that's pretty much how it went.
And then Anna was like, oh shit, I forgot about that. And she's like, crap.
So Hannah actually agreed to this date before she started actually dating Garrett. I think she had agreed to it before she had even like kissed Garrett or slept with Garrett, or it was one of them. And it just so happened that they hadn't had free time, so the date was scheduled for like a week from that point. And then she just ended up forgetting about it. Also, while Hannah's doing all of this, she's also working on a song piece for the spring or
showcase.
The winter showcase, which is like a singing or like music arts giant showcase. And she's having issues with her partner, who is like the biggest man child on earth. Keep that in mind.
Cue Sabrina Carpenter song here.
Man child. That was really good. Thank you. I had to say that because Kira wasn't, so.
I was too focused on the ASMR. I'm also, do you want to switch?
Yeah, take it from here.
Where did we leave off? Focused on the page.
I'm going to play with my cup.
Okay, where do we leave off story-wise?
So, Garrett is confronting Hannah about the fact that she has a date with Justin.
Oh, right.
Justin's last name is Cole, with a K. That's why I thought that.
Right. Okay, anyway. So Hannah's like, wait, shit, yeah, like, I totally forgot about that. Like, I still want to be with you. I just forgot there was a date. Like, I still like you, and I still want to be with you. So I think, I can't remember if she texts Justin or she finds him somewhere, but she's like, hey, like, I'm going to be straight up with you. Like, Garrett and I ended up becoming a thing. It's just, I don't think I'm interested in you like that anymore, and we just can't go on a date. And Justin, to his credit, was like, oh,
So her and Garrett go steady. Like there's a couple of adapters.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
So while this is happening, I'm pretty sure that Garrett tells Anna that he's in love with her. Or something.
Keep in mind they've been dating like a week.
Yeah. But they had been friends for a few. But it's either that I love you or it's like, oh, like I'm so serious about this. Like something like that. And Anna is like, what the fuck? No, I don't know because I'm going to go back to the cup in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Because he's like, oh, like we just started going out. Like, that's crazy. And Garrett is like, you know what? Then I'm just going to leave if you don't know like what you're feeling. So Garrett ends up leaving and then Anna follows him down and of course it's raining. And she's like, she goes, this is conversation mode. Okay, ready? Garrett, what the fuck? You gave me 5 seconds to think about all my feelings and you just left. What the actual fuck? And then Garrett is like, hello, I told you all these things. And then you said nothing. And she's like, yeah, because you gave me 5 fucking seconds. And she's like, and he's like, well, you're still going out with Justin. And she goes, no, I just texted him that we're canceled. I do want to be with you. And then they're back together.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's one of his red flags. He, like, dumps his feelings on her, gives her all of 5 seconds to respond and make up her mind. And then when she doesn't respond in those 5 seconds, he just leaves. And, like, good for her for calling him out, because what do you mean you're giving her 5 seconds to decide her future and explain to you what, like, explain what she's feeling? Like, you got more than 5 seconds, why does she get less? Anyway.
Yes, okay. One thing. I promised a guest appearance from my friend Dominic. So, Dominic, if you're listening, you can come in now. Let's keep going.
By the way, he just immediately got up. I just want you guys to know that. I can see him through the window. Okay, wait. So, they're in the point right now. They're going steady for a while. I don't think any major plot points happen while they're going steady. But Anna ends up going to... Wait, can I still talk? Am I good? Okay. So, Anna goes to one of Garrett's games. And if you didn't know, Garrett's dad is like a huge hockey player in this universe. But he's...
Anna, bitch!
Sorry. I was just going to say he's a major asshole, but thanks for adding that, Krista. So he like comes up to her at the end. He's like, hey, sir, you dating Garrett? And she's like, yeah, because I think this is after Garrett had to took her home for Thanksgiving or whatever.
Oh my God, we're skipping something really. Oh, wait. We're skipping something so important.
Let me finish. God, I'm kicking Krista
off.
You're
skipping it. You skipped it.
I'm going back to it because I realized, oh my God.
Okay, fine.
Guys,
no, this is not chill.
Anyway, so Garrett takes her home for Thanksgiving. Sorry, guys, I'm skipping too much. Garrett takes her home for Thanksgiving, and his stepmom is there, who's, like, younger, and then they have a conversation with her dad. Conversation I put loosely because, literally, his dad barely talks, and it's just like, oh, are you dating my son? And he's like, yeah. Spends most of the night with his stepmother, and she realized that she's wearing a shawl, like a long sleeve shawl, because there's bruises on her arms. So she clocks it. She's like, and she doesn't specifically say like, hey, is he abusing you? She's like, if you ever need someone to call, like, you can talk to me, like, this is like, I'll be a safe space for you. And she's like, thank you. And then Garrett, before he leaves, goes up to her and is like he first hit me on Halloween, blah 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 blah. And then he's like, I don't want you to think that I'm like him, but I know what that's like, and I will help you get out. Just give me a moment's notice. And then she's like, thank you. And then that's when they leave, because the dad doesn't really say anything. He's just being a rude asshole pretty much the entire time.
Can I do the next part?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Wait, late. Okay, wait. So,
hold on. Hello, Dominic.
Oh, yes, hello, Dominic.
Greetings, everybody. How am I doing so far?
The candle was really good.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I'm kind of new to all this, so for the audience listening at home, I hope that my baritone bassy boom of a voice can lend your ears some comfort and relaxation.
God, I don't even know what to say. Okay.
Oh, I'm trying really, really hard not to, like, die.
I was just going to say, new trigger is this dinosaur Dutch lamp that I got from Home Depot or Canadian Tire that I just, like, it changes colors when you tap it, but I'm just going to be tapping on it and scratching it because it sounds really nice.
He's also a very cute little guy.
Dominic, do frozen in fear and freaking out. So Garrett notices right away and he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And Anna tells him and she's like, that's one of the guys. And Garrett immediately beats the shit out of him.
Big snaps for Garrett, everybody.
I don't even care.
He has a lot of flags, but he's actually kind of chill once you get to know him.
Yeah, yes. Pretty much. Like, he's like, I'll burn the world for you kind of guy, I guess.
I actually, like, and he was so worried afterwards because he's like, I'm not a violent person. Does this make me a bad person? Like, I hit that guy. Does that make me my abusive father? And Anna was like, no, Burr, you're so kind-hearted.
No, she was turned on. Guys, she was turned the, like, the hell, like, the fuck on. Like,
she wouldn't admit it, but yeah.
No, that turned her on so bad. I feel like that's very common for girls and books, but also, get it. Like, yes. I understand.
Like, that's one of my favorite things. Like, who are you? I'm gonna beat the shit out of
you. Or the girl who's, like, cleaning.
Fuck.
Carissa, stop ruining me.
I'm so sorry.
So one of us is locked in, and it's not Carissa, and it's definitely probably Dominic, because he's taking this very seriously. Carissa's just laughing at him. Anyway, I was just gonna say that, like, I find that the trope, like, who are you trope, and also the, like, the trope where it's, like, the guy gets in a fight, and then he has, like, blood all over him, and then the girl, like, cleans up his wounds, and is, like, and they have, like, a soft-spoken conversation.
Yes.
I eat that shit up.
Like, in the summer, I turn pretty when, yes. Oh,
guys, I cannot, okay, sorry, we're going to soft-spoken now. I cannot convey to you how that scene where he cuts himself surfboarding made me feel.
God, like, and the camera angles.
The light in his brown orbs. I actually was like,
I thought Conrad had blue eyes.
Fuck, maybe he does. In his blue orbs. Where is that? Because I need that. And if I was Belly, we would have done it right there. Me personally.
Yep. Top is off. Oh no, the cuts on your leg, take off your shorts.
And for good measure, take off your shirt. Just to make sure you didn't cut yourself there too.
A lot of blood loss involved. That would not be pleasant.
See, we're just saving his life. Like, we're just trying to help him out.
True, like, I did you a favor. Now do me a favor.
Do me, period.
So, after that happens, Garrett's dad ends up being the biggest fucking shit I've ever seen. And he shows up to Anna's work and says, break up with my son or else. And she says, here's what I'm gonna do. You either dump my son or I'm gonna cut him off and he's gonna go bankrupt and he's not gonna be able to afford school and he's gonna have to drop out and you guys will have to break up anyways. And then he's like, I know what you're thinking. Like, Garrett will just choose to be independent on his own anyways and he won't take my money. But psych, he actually is all, like, he can't qualify for student loans and he can't afford a full-time job, and since he's been getting paid in cash at his job, he can't apply for any other loans or anything like that. Yeah,
sorry, I have my hand up. At some point we should start reading the book because we do have 20 minutes left.
Reading the book?
No, rating, as in discussing how we felt about it.
5 out of 5.
Okay, no, that's okay. Never mind. Just keep talking.
Okay.
Also,
the entire book is a 5 out of 5.
We're almost done.
New trigger being introduced. This is a glass vial filled with water with a cork at the top, just in case you're wondering the change of sound.
Okay, I am going to really quickly speed run the rest of the book. Okay, so Anna ends up breaking up with Garrett, and Garrett is like, what the fuck? Why would you dump me? Like, we're going so strong.
Like, I'm so hot and sexy.
Yes. And then, in between this, they're also having lots of sex. And then, after they break up, Garrett is like, oh, there's no way. And Anna ends up doing her own thing for a bit. And then she goes and wins her showcase after, like, dumping her partner and being like, you know what, you suck. Oh, he dumped her. And he's like, I'm not working with you anymore. So then she had to do her own thing.
Yeah, go ahead. What's mine is yours.
And then Anna ends up doing her own thing, and she's like, you know what? Garrett is, like, the reason that she tells Garrett that they're breaking up is because she wants to explore other people, and then she's not sure about him.
And then Garrett's like, fuck bed, okay, then go see other people. Yes. Like, I want to see
See
other people.
He's like, every day he's texting her, like, oh, how is dating other people going? Like, who
like, how many people have you slept with since? And she's like, oh, like lots of people.
On your carrots back, y'all.
And so she ends up trying to ask people on a date and they literally run away from her. And she's like, what's going on?
Oh my God, I forgot about this.
And she talks to Justin, the guy who she had almost went out with. And he's like, oh, so Garrett actually put a campus-wide ban on dating you.
Oh my God. Wait, can I say this next?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, you need to pick up a new item while I'm doing this.
Okay, I'm gonna use the tape measure.
Ooh, okay, this is one of the good tape measures. You guys know exactly what kind I'm talking about. Anyway, so she, after finding this out, immediately knows where that he's at practice, storms into the arena, storms into the male change room, walks through a sea of penises and butts.
It's like, penis, penis, penis.
No, that's her dialogue. That is her dialogue in the book. It's like, penis, 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 penis. I'm like, what did you expect? You're walking into a room full of naked men. There's going to be penises. I'm really sorry. But she walks in. She like covers her eyes and goes, where's Garrett? And the guy points in the shower. So she goes to the open public showers, by the way, with only like half walls in between each one to go find Garrett. She finds Garrett and he turns around and he goes, hey Hannah, how's the dating going?
How's all the sex you're having going?
And she goes, Garrett, what the fuck? You cannot put a campus-wide ban up. She's yelling at him in the shower. And he's like, no, like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's crazy. And then he admits to it. And she's like, no, you can't do that. And then his coach comes in. He's like, Garrett, now is not the time to be doing this with your girlfriend. He's like, no, we're not doing anything. We're just fighting. And he explains why. And the coach is just like, oh. And then the coach just walks away. Just lets them.
Go on.
He's like, Hannah, continue. He's like, I think he's on Hannah's side, if I remember correctly. He's like, Hannah, yell at him. Like, what the fuck? And then I think they make up in the shower or something. Not like in the shower, but like in the shower room, I think, is when they make up, if I'm not mistaken. And then it's because she explains to him why she broke up with him to begin with her, his dad. And he goes, Hannah, if you would have just told me, I would have said that I have enough saved up that come my birthday, January 1st or something like that, I won't need his money anymore. So you can date me all you want. He can cut me off and I'll be able to pay him back for everything I owe because I have this inheritance.
Such a miscommunication trope.
Which honestly, I normally hate because it pisses me off, but it was done.
It was done such a... I feel like every single trope that I actively hate, there were some of them in here and they actually do a good job, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like... And then she's like, oh... Shit, okay, my bad. And then they go back to dating. And then I think that's pretty much the end of the book.
And they live happily ever after.
And then
Garrett cuts off his dad and tells his whole team that his dad is a shit.
And then, oh yeah, because his team loved his dad and always asked for autographs. But after that, his team literally never looked at his dad again. Because fuck that guy. Oh my God. The casting for his dad pisses me off because the actor's so hot.
I pictured the actor as like one of those grimy Episode Inc. characters.
But no, it's the guy from Shameless. I literally... Oh my God.
Okay. Like Frank Gallagher.
No, okay, Carissa.
Frank Gallagher would make sense.
Carissa, you need to talk while I pull up a picture of this man, okay? Like, can you fill the space?
Yes, okay. So, I would give that this is actually one of my favorite romance books because romance books actually ick me out like crazy. Like, I can't read them just because they piss me off and I don't like reading them. So, I don't read a lot of romance unless it's like gay. My bad, guys.
That's valid.
So, this is one of the only romance books that I like actively like and will reread.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
This is Garrett.
Oh, he's hot as fuck.
That is supposed to be the man that we're supposed to hate? No.
He's so hot.
Oh my God. Okay. I want you guys to look up Steve Howie, okay? I think that's the actor's name. And I want you to complain with me because how are we supposed to hate this man? He's genuinely one of the finest men I've ever seen in my life, respectfully. Anyway, sorry, Carissa, go on.
So, yes, so I would give it 5 stars, mostly because, like, it's one of the only romance books that I like, and I do really like the main character. Like, if I had a golden retriever boyfriend, that's who I'd want him to be. What about you, Key?
I really liked it. I read it because before we did the Harry Potter episode, I was under the impression we were going to be talking about the deal. So I read this book in 3 days because I was speed reading because I wanted to read it in time for the radio. And then the day of the radio, Chris is like, no, we're talking about Harry Potter.
She knew that. She just chose to ignore the fact that I told her that in advance.
I just forgot because I have the memory of a goldfish. It's really not my fault. Anyway, I did like it. However, the one thing that I did not like was that Garrett specifically referred to women as females several times in the book, and there were several instances in the sex scenes that the word used to describe his penis pissed me off.
Member. Wait, can we run through?
Of the words that we hate?
Here you go. I just did mine.
God, member's just his rod.
Strap in, audience. This is going to be a doozy. Growth.
I read a fanfic when I was like younger that used erection, like just to describe the entire thing. The word erection.
Did you say length? Yes.
No, I didn't. Fuck. That's good. That's genius. Why didn't I think of that? Wait, can we also go over women's too? Because there's a
couple. Yes, go.
Core
heat.
I feel like I'm in a fanfiction board meeting room.
Okay. Can I say the word?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I had to make sure this is okay. I hate when they use the word cunt. It just, like, I use that as like, ooh, cunt, but I wouldn't read it.
Did you say rod?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
That was the first thing I said, Chris, come on.
There's so many. I keep forgetting.
Oh my God, but the big three for me are member, length, and rod. Put that shit away. Or his junior, or mini-me.
Yes, I hate that so bad.
Just say penis or dick.
Let's, hold on.
Dominic has a show in 10 minutes, so we need to wrap up soon. But God. Let me see if I can find.
And I have to say, some of the sex scenes, I'm just like, there's, oh my God. They were kind of awkward to read because of the wording, but also because, like, whatever they were doing, I'm like, I'm having a hard time picturing it because I would not be having fun, me personally. But that's just me. Maybe Hannah likes what she likes, I guess, but, like, what do I know? Are you finding it?
Ew.
Wait, how much of that can you read on the radio?
Probably none of it. Not with at least 10 different bleeps in 10 different sections.
Wait, can you just say the word bleep when you can't say something?
Bleep.
That's not a
I am. I really am. And the bleep between my bleep is getting worse. Throwing harder as rippers of bleep. The feel of Garrett's hard on.
Hard on.
Okay, wait. Can I add something to the list? Hard on. I'm adding that to the list because
I just said that.
Fuck
that. I just said that 5 seconds ago. I just
no
said that.
One, no one uses these words in real life.
No.
I'm losing my mind.
You can't expect this in actual sex, just so you know. Like, this is not realistic at all. God. She's trying to find a passage.
She called it monster.
Ew. Wait. Let me see that shit. Where? What line? Wait. Let me see this.
Wait, I'm looking.
Wait. Wait.
ASMR. Can't say this.
Okay.
That's not ASMR, by the way.
The word is huge man monster.
What the fuck?
If there's any men that are listening to this, please, Lord, never refer.
I think we already know this, thanks, though. Well,
apparently, some people don't know because they wrote it in a book that people read.
Shaft. Maybe it's just.
That's literally one of the most common ones, and I can't.
Yeah, I can't believe we forgot that. I hate that one.
God. Also, I hate the word. Okay, wait. I hate the word slut too. I don't like it.
What word?
Slut for a woman. Oh, I don't like that.
Sounds a bit derogatorial.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's very, very strange.
If any of you.
Oh, or my sex.
Oh my God.
Like what?
What do you mean your sex? Like how you sex? Like no. Don't do it. It's making an already awkward scene that much more awkward to read because I have to like come up with different words in my head. It's like when you're reading a fantasy book and you hear someone see someone's name you can't pronounce and you go blah, 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 in your head instead, you know? Like that's the vibe that it's giving. I have to say though, I have read fan fictions that have better written sex scenes than this book does. Unfortunately.
But Kira knows a lot about that kind of thing, though.
We're not talking about that on the radio. The audience doesn't know me that well yet. We'll get to it. But what was I going to say?
But oh, they're still having sex.
After chapter, like, after, like, a third through the book, every chapter, they're having some sort of sex. Either it's or like, yes, they are fucking in some capacity, unfortunately. Like, on the way home from Thanksgiving, they pulled over so that they could have sex in the backseat because she just couldn't, yes, keep it to herself.
Oh no. I just get this. It's icking me out.
Chris is having a really
bulge.
You know. Bro.
Bulge is the worst. Dude. Sorry.
Also, Kate, for the context for the huge man monster, she was worried that it wouldn't fit because she was just, God, he's just so big. Like, shut up. It's these kinds of books that make the reference that is like 9 inches. Like, that's just not happening. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this author uses Shaft a lot, actually, which I really don't enjoy.
I have to bring some of my ASMR toys back into it because this is just weirding me out.
Okay.
There's a reason why we have the ASMR toys.
Yeah, it's to distract us from the subject matter.
So everyone... Space? Oh, that's what's doing it. Guys, we glitched out Spotify.
Oh, it's tweaking out.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
It's going crazy.
Okay, I'm gonna turn it off.
It hasn't go overtime. It's
anyways.
Okay.
What?
It hasn't gone like 5 minutes overtime, it's alright.
Really?
Wait. He's giving us 5 minutes,
guys,
of extra ASMR.
Guys, Dominic is giving us part of his show.
Snaps for Dominic.
I guess you technically get to go overtime too.
That's fine.
Snaps for Dominic, everyone. Can we do like can we just go over all of the stuff that we haven't got to? Have we done everything?
I've gotten to all of mine, I believe. I was waiting for you to do that because that's what you were playing with when I came in. So I was waiting for you to do that.
It smells really good too. Smell this.
Is this soap?
Very strong fragrance.
Have you smelled this? I don't like it.
What?
It's very strong and not in a good way.
It smells like chocolate.
That's why I don't like it.
My stepmom bought it for me and I didn't know if it was chocolate or not.
Oh my gosh, wait, I have a surprise extra. I have a rabbit's foot that I keep on my purse, and I'm going to bring that into the question, okay? If I can get it off my purse.
Guys, secret item.
Secret.
Oh. God, talk while I'm doing this.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Dominic.
Okay, I have the rabbit's foot. You guys can stop talking now.
Rude. It's my show.
That's the claws, by the way.
Oh, wow. Those are powerful things. They really baffle the mind. Are you feeling a warmth in your ear holes, listener?
Okay, this rabbit's foot is from Alaska that my mommy brought back for me. Hi, mommy, I love you. And it's for good luck. And I think my manager's listening to this. Hi, Louie.
Yeah. Really, really, really.
I should've
as you're kind of obliged to make a new ASMR episode.
God.
AI life is ruined.
Bookmarked runs every other week. So we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, bye everyone.
Okay, bye. It was a pleasure.
See you in a bit. We're doing independent incidentals after this short break.
Dominic never misses a chance to shout out himself.
I am a bit of a egotistical maniac, as it were.
Go follow Dermonic on Instagram.
Thank you.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Bye-bye, everybody.